Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, and welcome to the Barnburner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, Fired Up show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, and our own app, the Barnburner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barnburner, download it today. Welcome to a Saturday special edition of Creative Control with the Rookie of the Year, Giancarlo Aulino. We're going to get to some breaking wrestling news. You won't hear it anywhere else, but you're truly here on Barnburner. All right, Cain Velasquez has signed a multi-year deal and is believed to be a three-year deal with the WWE. And I hear it's about $5 million for those 3 years, so total $5 million, so about $1.7 million a year. He has retired from the world of MMA. He took himself out of the USADA testing pool, and Cain Velasquez is slated to take on Brock Lesnar October 31st, Crown Jewel, for the WWE title. Again, Cain Velasquez signing a multi-year deal with the WWE. Now, Cain Velasquez may undergo surgery, but he may avoid surgery with stem cell treatments. A lot of people, and Giancarlo, we talked about this, a lot of people are doing the stem cell treatments, so it looks like he will avoid surgery with the stem cell treatments. Now, Tyson Fury will take on Braun Strowman at the Crown Jewel on October 31st. Now, Tyson Fury approached the WWE for this about 3.5 years ago. They couldn't make it work, but now they made it work. And I've been told, pending how well-received Tyson Fury is in his match, it will not be a one-time deal. Yes, I hear if he performs well, they could have him on for big events, maybe WrestleMania, maybe SummerSlam, big events. Randy Orton was drafted to Raw, and it looks like Randy Orton could be a face when he moves to Raw. All right, so a little bit outside WWE news. Impact Wrestling, as you know, have signed on with Access TV. Well, beginning on October 22nd, Impact Wrestling can be seen here on the Fight Network at 8 p.m. live 8 p.m. October 22nd on the Fight Network, and replays on Saturday at 7 on Game TV. In case you're wondering, of course, Bayley captured the SmackDown Ladies title with a new look, a new persona. She's now a massive, massive heel. It looks like Charlotte will be moving over to Raw, so the four horsewomen will be two on Raw and two on SmackDown, with Sasha and Bayley on SmackDown, Charlotte and Becky on Raw. Ronda Rousey is scheduled to come back to the WWE in about, I heard rumors that she may appear on Raw, but in case that doesn't happen, well, I would say in the next maybe 4 weeks, Ronda Rousey will be back with the WWE there. All right, Chad Gable officially changed his name to Shorty Gable, and Chad Gable will be getting a big push. Also, for people who are saying that Vince McMahon is, burying Cedric Alexander, that's not the case. Expect big things from Cedric Alexander. Also, as now all the Elite Wrestling News, Giancarlo, this has been the best show you have ever done. All the Elite Wrestling News, it looks like, November 9th, by the way, it's Chris Jericho's 49th birthday, November 9th. He defends the title up against Cody Rhodes. I'm not going to say who wins, who loses, but from Baltimore, history has proven that a lot of stuff with WCW, NWA happens in Baltimore, the home of Ring of Honor. Expect a major player to come and debut on All Elite Wrestling on November 9th. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but basically I have heard that this will really, really send shockwaves through the wrestling world. All Elite Wrestling having a newcomer debut and the next pay-per-view November 9th. Now, it looks like, All Elite Wrestling Dynamite every Wednesday is touring the States. Now, NXT is not, they're staying at Full Sail University. Well, it looks like they want to tour beginning in 2020. They want to tour beginning in 2020. So look for NXT to possibly tour when they have their shows on Wednesday. Also, for those who are wondering, NXT and All Elite Wrestling Dynamite, from what I hear, will be coming first to the UK on Wednesdays for their show, first to London and the UK, and then to Canada. I suspect they'll come probably by spring or summer next year to Canada. I hear they may even go to Vancouver, Toronto. Those are the two cities in Canada. I have heard that All Elite Wrestling will, well, I guess you can say debut or whatever, but, All Elite Wrestling is clobbering NXT with the, ratings there also. So, Renee Young got rid of a tattoo, by the way, which is another news. It was feared that Sasha Banks' injury, she was injured at Hell in a Cell, maybe worse than first thought. Some people were saying back, some people were saying tailbone, but I believe that Sasha Banks, who is scheduled to take on Becky on Raw this week, it's not as bad as originally thought there. Of course, next week, All Elite Wrestling Dynamite will have Darby Allin versus Chris Jericho. And that's going to be a very, very good show. Also, it looks like the WWE is going to phase out 205 Live. And, the Cruiserweight title won by Leo Rush is going to be exclusive to NXT. So don't expect pre-show matches with the Cruiserweight title anymore. It's going to be exclusive to NXT. So that's the news there. Also, a lot of fans wanted to know about Edge. It looks like he's trying to get cleared to return to the ring or whatever, maybe have one final match. A lot of people don't know what that means, but you saw Elias is out with an injury, Samoa Joe is out with an injury. Edge, if he does come back, look for him to be a major, major player. And I even have heard, that Shawn Michaels is back in NXT helping out. I heard that some rumors have Edge maybe being approached to be sort of another coach on NXT. It works out perfectly for him because Beth Phoenix is the color commentator for NXT, so he can be with his wife every Wednesday there also. So Edge may be back wrestling, maybe back, going backstage and working out matches and all that. Now, Ring of Honor, yes, I'm talking everything here. Ring of Honor world champion Rush, current contract is set to expire on December. And a lot of people are interested, both WWE and All Elite Wrestling are interested in Rush. So it could be coming from one of the bigger organizations in time for 2020. Now, Hogan had a meeting with Vince McMahon just a couple weeks ago, saying he wants to have one more match, especially at WrestleMania in his hometown of Tampa, and they're considering it. They're considering it. Also, it looks like WrestleMania 36 in Tampa. you know, Hogan wants to have a last match. Also, maybe Edge. So you never know what the WWE with these legends have planned. A lot of people have emailed me, and some people from the stage, you know, Giancarlo, since you're not talking here, but we got so many listeners around the world, and they're all complaining that, you know, two of the biggest fights that the WWE have is going to happen at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia, where, you know, Prince of Fury against Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez. These are not even happening in North America, in the U.S. or Canada. Don't worry. You're going to see those matchups. Again, like I said, Tyson Fury, I don't believe it's going to be a one-time deal. I think it's going to be more than one time with the WWE there. So that should be interesting to see where they go there. Also, I have heard rumors that John Cena, could possibly come back to the WWE, work a limited role from November till April till WrestleMania. He has done filming Fast and Furious 9. Actually, it was over, I believe, Thursday or Wednesday or maybe even yesterday. But John Cena is rumored to be coming back for a short term with the WWE. All right, Giancarlo, did I miss anything?
I think you got every organization there.
Well, I forgot one other thing, Giancarlo. How could you not remind me of this, all right? How could you not remind me of this, that it looks like CM Punk, the deal is either done or very close. He will be back with the WWE as, you know, on the show there for FS1. Won't be wrestling, but from what I hear, it's only a matter of time. The WWE wants his wife, AJ Lee, badly to wrestle, so this could be a package deal from if they have him sign or whatever, but expect CM Punk to be back doing something for the WWE there, so that could be really, really huge. Also, expect... And one final thing, you know, part two of the draft on Monday takes place, and you saw NXT, the Street Profits, well, they were on TV, but now they're officially on the main roster. I have heard one or two NXT personalities may be drafted or may be free agents and go to a main roster spot. One of the names I have heard, and it's tied into some of Street Profits, it's my other girlfriend, my newest girlfriend. Yes, Giancarlo, I have like 10 of them. It's Bianca Belair. I have heard that one of it is her. A lot of people have said Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano actually does not want to go to the main roster. He wants to stay down in NXT. And I have actually heard that there is a rumor going around for WrestleMania 36, Triple H, the leader of NXT, in the ring against the face of NXT, maybe Tommaso Ciampa, maybe Johnny Gargano. Yes, that's what I have heard for WrestleMania. All right, Giancarlo, I don't even know why you didn't say anything. Do you want to say anything so I could take a breath here?
Yeah, just I'm not a fan of Triple H taking on a role there with NXT in the ring. If he wants to wrestle those guys, I'd like it to be a long-term build on the main roster, but if it's during an NXT TakeOver event, I'm not a really big fan of that.
Well, you know, they're not having NXT TakeOvers, right?
The night before WrestleMania? Or the weekend before?
I think this is going to be a WrestleMania match. That's what I hear. I think Triple H won't come back unless it's not a WrestleMania match. So I hear that it's probably going to be a WrestleMania match.
That's going to make a lot of people angry if he comes out on top.
Really?
His 25-minute entrance, goes to the ring, beats Johnny Gargano clean. I'd love to see the reaction of some people when and if that happens.
expect more interactions from wrestlers and Fox personnel on NFL network shows and throughout the main shows on WWE. Again, Cain Velasquez has signed on with a multi-year deal with the WWE. It's believed to be a three-year deal with about $5 million to, what is that, $1.7 a year or something like that. Braun Strowman signed recently a deal, I believe, $1.1 million a year. So that's some big, big news for the WWE. All right, Giancarlo. Oh, and here it is, the final thing before. See, I did forget something. All right. The WWE is talking in the talking stages right now to Daniel Cormier. You know, they picked Ronda Rousey a year and a half ago. Now Cain Velasquez. I could see Daniel Cormier. In fact, they got Bobby Lashley. And for that matter, I mentioned CM Punk. So it looks like they're tending to go to sort of, you know, all these guys. And one final note there, or actually another thing. A lot of people have said that the NXT Canada is going to launch. I have heard that it may be launching in the summer of 2020 by Santino Marella, Anthony Carelli. They're, of course, a Battle Arts Pro. He has that, but for that to be based in Mississauga, there with NXT Canada there also. So that's the news where we have the training base. And I can't forget, Giancarlo, you watched this. NWA Power. What did you think? And like, how many viewers do they have now on that YouTube?
A lot over 250,000, close to there. And I thought it was a great show. Great talented roster they have over there. And looking forward to see what they have to do next week.
I believe in next week or in 2 weeks, they're going to have a guy that everybody should be familiar with. You're welcome, Giancarlo. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Thank you. I will. You can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and check out all my articles on barnburner.ca.
Thanks a lot. This has been a special edition of Creative Control, and now you're up to date.